Alishu chelik alif kuf mem hei, the third perik. Ein oimik ba'oilam ke oimkan shel midos adam. There is nothing as deep in the world as the midos. You could make it into an aphorism that human psychology is the deepest entity in the world. Kol mida o mida, seid gadol. Every mida is a profound and great concept. Ve'ein chokhma ke chokhma sa midos. It's the most profound wisdom to investigate it. Hava nigash el atzmeinu ladas es midosenu. Let's approach ourselves in order to know our midos. Kasher nasim lev lihisnahagusenu b'meshach zman memoshach. If we pay attention to our behavior over a lengthy period of time, na'amoid be'ezras Hashem al reiv amidos ha'poros b'kibenu, we'll be able to ascertain the majority of midos that are active within ourselves. Over time, yisbarenu gam ken, what will also become clear is ezo midos mugashos banu kimat bli hirif, which midos are sensed within us almost continuously, ezo rak b'mken, which only incidentally. Le'at, le'at, nakir es midosenu ha'ikarios. Slowly, gradually, we'll come to know the main midos that function within us. Inyan gadol yesh b'idi'ah zeh. That's a tremendous concept, this knowledge. Kashe hiflil v'yir admoir me'or einenu maran Rabbi Yerucham b'das chokhma musah chelek alef ma'amar kuf gimel. He explains it over there. The pasuk in Vayechi says, v'zeh asher diber lehem avihem, Yaakov Avinu spoke to them, v'yivarech oisam ish kasher kevir chasoy berach oisam, he blessed each of his sons. Rashi says, ish asher kevir kasoy, that phrase, beracha ha'asida lavo al kol echad ve'echad, that beracha which would come upon each one of his sons. And Rabbi Yerucham writes, inyan ha'berachois sheberach Yaakov es ha'shvatim yesh le'avin. We need to understand these brachois, shebeikas kol echad ve'echad asa kfi ha'ra'oi lo kfi tiv'oi umidei sav, that the bracha that he gave to each of his sons was in accordance with that son's nature, midois, personality. Nis'oiranu al zeh, what struck us here and brought us to this thought, meha shematzinu kshechafatzi yoseif shiten Yaakov es bikas b'cholim nashe. It's an insight that occurs when Yosef wants his father to give the bracha of the bechor to Menashe, who was the bechor. Hei shivoi, Yaakov Avinu replied, yodati beni yodati, v'chulei, v'ulam achiv akatan yigdal mimenu. But his younger brother Ephraim will be greater. V'lich oira mat teshuva hizu al she'elasei. What sort of answer is that to the question presented by, or the request presented by Yosef? Alo Yosef b'kisho yishez abrecha lozit el Menashe. He asked him that this bracha you should give to Menashe. What good is it to say that his younger brother will be greater? The answer is, Ela mishum di Yaakov lo haya yachol lishanois b'seil b'chois klal. Yaakov was not in a position to change these brachois. Ve'lo haya yachol levarich lechol echad v'chad ela lefiko yechosav utva'av. The only bracha he could give to each one of his grandchildren was in accordance with that person's nature and personality and talents. It had to fit that person. He can't change it. Uvemes mikra maleyu, and the truth is that it's explicit in the pasuk. Ish asher kevir kasoy berach v'yisam, uchmosh kasav rashi sham. So Rav Yochum continues, v'yotze lanu limud nifla. What emerges is really a wondrous point. Delefi ze nimtza shekol ma'aloisav shekol echad me'ashvatim. The achievements, the greatness of each one of the shvatim, hayotze lo tiva'im. It started off as natural. Each one of them had certain natural talents and abilities like every human being has. For example, perishusoy shel Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef's ability to separate, perisha de'achoy, like it's called, the one separated from his brothers. Kol givurosei b'maseh Potifera, his self-control, his discipline in the whole incident involving Potifera and his wife, etc. Hayatzlo mitzad teva. He was naturally talented, so to speak, in that way. Mishum she'a b'teva parush v'kadosh, he was naturally Parush, he was able to control himself in that realm. V'chein similarly, Yehuda ata yoiducha acheicha. Yaakov says to his son, at oideisa velo behisisa, Onkelos translates, you acknowledged, you were not embarrassed to admit your failure with Tamar. Ma'alasoi zoi, this ability of Yehuda, shel hoida'a barabim, to acknowledge his failure in public, ha'esalu mitzat tivoi, it was innate to him. That's what emerges from the pasuk in Rashi there. Ve'im ken lichoran, then we have a question. Ma kol harash hazeh shaledez zechal malchus. So then, what would you make such a big deal of the fact that Yehuda earned malchus? Ve'lo lo yihayaz etzlo ela davar tiv'i. Really, it was something natural to him. ולמדנו מזה דבר נפלא. So again, what emerges is something amazing. שרק על ידי שמירס מעלו יסב הכניסות לבטבע. By preserving those abilities that we have naturally בלבד, זה יחי אדם לכל שלמוס וסחוסי. A person can earn his entire perfection. משום שבאמס כל יסוד עבידה סעדם, because in truth the foundation of a person's עבידה, אינו אלו במעליס הטויבז השאינם אצלו בטבע. What is required to develop and to cultivate is those things who is naturally talented already, is capable. שאם רק ישמור עליהם, if he preserves them, ויחזיק בהם כראוי, holds onto them appropriately, שלא יזוז מטבעיו הטויבים, not to budge from his positive tendencies. מתוך זה יגיע לכלל תכליס שלמוסי. Through that he can reach his perfection, שכולו יספך לטויב, so that all of him will turn for the good. ואף טבעיו ומידסיו הרעים, also his negative inclinations, יספחו לגמרי לטויב, will be transformed to the bad. The avoid is in the good that a person already has, with not יש מאין. רב ירוחם continues, כל אדם ואדם יש לו מעלה מיוחדת, each person has some ability, שינה אצלו בטבע בתכליס הטבע, which is בהם perfect. עד שבמעלה זו, in that realm, אינו משיג כלל לסחברו המושחס ומקולקל. He can't understand another person who in that realm is just incapable. וכמאיש מתון, for example, a person is very mild. He's not given to anger. שלא יאג על חברו המושחס במידה של כעס, he mocks somebody else who's so weak in that midah. ומסכעס על כל דבר קטן, somebody who loses, becomes enraged for every small thing. ולעומת זה, but in contrast, חברי הכעסן, that other person who is so easily angered, יש לו מידה אחרת טובה. See, he has some other good midah, שבמידה זו הוא הנה ומושחס, that the first person, the mild person, is in fact a failure at. שלכל אדם ניתנה מידה ומעלה מיוחדת. Each person is given something special, שעל ידי מעלה זה ישנה ויהפוך עצמו כולו לטוב. Through that מעלה, he must transform himself completely for the good, ובזה כל עבודה זה. That's what his עבודה is. שמתוך זה ישיג את כל שלמותו. Through this, he will attain his perfection. I have a note here to look later on, Daf Kuf Ayin Aleph, the author speaks about it, Kuf Ayin Aleph, and furthermore, in the second volume, the author elaborates on this. He calls this process a process of tracing. Again, he takes it from Rav Yerucham, but he gives it a definite name. He says it's like you're not required to draw a masterpiece. Very few of us would be capable of painting something like that. But if you're given the picture already, and the lines are very faint, and you are just asked to trace over it, and trace again, until it becomes solid. It's related to what you're speaking over here. The author continues, וזה לעומס זה, פסוק in Koheles. There's always a balance in the Bria. גם מצד המידס הרעויס, on the negative side, ישנה אחס אשר באנו מקולקלים ביוסף. There's a midah where we are very challenged. ומסתמה מעמקי היצירה הוא, presumably this is one of the deep secrets of the יצירה, שהותאם אויפי כל אדם לסעוד עשה בחיים כך, that a person's personality has been matched to his purpose in life in such a way, שדווקא מעלסוי הטבעיס המיוחדס, that perfect good midah that has been given, תוכל להכריע סמידה הרעה השרשיס אשר בוי, will be able to overcome the root negative midah within oneself. מי שיצליח לעמוד על מעלסוי עיקרי, the person who manages to ascertain, to understand his perfect midah, ועל השחססוי עיקרי, and his most challenging midah, זכה לדבר גדול, he's achieved something great. מעתה הוא יודע, because he knows now, מה השם אלוהיו דורש ממנו. What does הקדוש ברוך הוא want from him? If he knows that main good midah and main negative midah, he knows what הקדוש ברוך הוא wants from him. To try and help us to do this, the author suggests the following. כל בר דעס חייב לערוך לעצמו תבניס מידי סוף. A בר דעס says to devise a table of his midahs, שתהיה סדורה לפני עיניו, which should be in front of his eyes, וידע כי זהו הצלם הרוחני שלו. You should know that this is his spiritual image. It's a bit difficult in the days of digital cameras, but those who remember far enough back to remember negatives, that's what he's speaking about. It's like there's a person, but what you can see on the film, on the negative, is his spiritual image. That's the idea. If you have this, what you'll call just now a clock, the clock of midos, That's a person's spiritual image. This is what his image will be when he comes to the day of judgment. If he does not repair what he needs to repair. It's interesting to note here what the author says in, I think it's the second volume, the Malbim, explaining the first perek in Yechezkel, where that perek that is so deep and Kabbalistic, and a certain point when Yechezkel says that he saw a certain image, and the Malbim says it was a spheroid that he saw of Hashem. It is different midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the same concept we're speaking about of Yetzer, Tzelem Ruchani. So, Acharei HaBiruah Memushach, after long clarification, long process, Yenase L'Rishon Befinkas, so the person should try and write down in his notebook, as Tavnis Midoisav, this table of his midos, Betzuras Magal, as a circle. Hamidah Teva Yikaris Lemale, with that one perfect good midah above, Hamidah Ra'a Shoshis Lemata, and the root negative midah at the bottom. Ledugma, as an example, at the top, Emunah, Ma'amik, he delves deeply, he's not superficial, Oyhev Chesed, Moideh Al Emes, he has a strong ability to concede the truth, to acknowledge, Savlanos, patience, Seder, very organized, Histapkus, he manages to do, to make do, he doesn't aspire to luxury, Netiyaliv Didus, a tendency to solitude. And then it starts becoming more and more negative. Oyhev Sicha, loves to chat. Vatran, okay. Kalus Roish, a little bit frivolous. Kpeida, gets annoyed. Ahavas Achila, loves eating. Ta'ava and Kaas. Shiflus Achzayus, and at the bottom, Atzlus. Hamidois HaReshumois Bishon Midois, and Kamuvan, these Midois that are written in this clock of Midois, and Kamuvan Rak Elish and Mogeshim Bain Biyosef, those are the ones that are most pronounced in our personality. Bechoyach, when you speak about potentially, Yeshnan Bechol Adam Kol Midos Kolan, each person contains all the Midos, Le Me'ois V'Ulal Alafim, hundreds and perhaps thousands of them. Adkan.